Welcome everybody, Shir number 1042, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are going through we're learning the halachas right now of Kadima Bebrachas, the order in Brachas, which Bracha comes first, and we mentioned last time from the Prima Gadim that these things are not like it's a good thing to do, whatever. I make this Bracha, that Bracha, what's the difference? Okay, from a thing, these are halacha lamaisa. One has to be careful to do it the right way. If the situation presents itself, like we said, if something is still in the refrigerator, something is in the closet, something's not in front of you, then one does not have to, then the halachas of Kadima Bebrachas do not apply, even though you want to eat it, or if they're all in front of you, you have a whole bunch of things in front of you, but you're only interested in eating one thing right now, you don't have to go and eat up everything on the table. You make the bracha and you eat the one thing that you want. Then the halachas of kadima b'brachas would not apply. But when do they apply? When the situation presents itself, you're going to be eating everything in this one meal, this one sitting, or whatever the case is. And then, so the question is, if I make a bracha on this and bracha on that, so then there's a whole halachic status and categories where we stick in and how we, which bracha comes first, which we have been talking about. And then we said also the various different situations, just review, if somebody's eating like a meal type thing, right, they have different courses, you don't have to go eat dessert first, because dessert is grapes, and the grapes, right, I didn't wash for bread, just to review, it's a very important thing, this thing we always talk about, I didn't wash for bread, but grapes for dessert, I'll be having grapes, so a person does not have to go and eat his dessert before the main dish, right, I'm going to eat my fish right now, which is my, you know, the first thing I'm going to eat now is fish, right, and but fish is Shahaka, what do you mean? And over there you have eights from in Shiva, the grapes. Take your grapes. Why are you eating your fish? No, because it's the regular way that a person does, a regular meal. Nobody in the right mind eats dessert first. So you could go ahead and make the shahakal on the fish, even though halacha lemaisa, the grapes would come first. But since that's for dessert, so that you make that when you're up to dessert. Okay. We did talk about the various different things. If somebody's eating coffee and cake, these type of things, one should take a little drop, make a mezonos on the cake first, and take a little tiny piece of the cake. Many people like to have that first taste in their mouth, that geschmack of coffee in the morning, right? But if you're eating it together, one should be careful to make first mezonos, take a little tiny piece of the cake, and then drink the coffee, then make a shahakal on the coffee. Of course, make a mezonos on the cake, then make a shahakal on the coffee. Mezonos, of course, takes precedence before shahakal, and then make shahakal on the coffee, and es gesunte heit, and drink gesunte heit, and we go on from there. Now the question is, he brings down the dirshu in ice number 8, what about large or small, right? What about large or small? I have one item larger, one item smaller. Right. So I saw this. Somebody mentioned it to me. Right. It was brought to my attention from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Mentions this also, if I remember offhand. But he says, if Oivin Sheyish name Shleimim, I have two things in front of me. Right. So Ve'echad Gadol, Ve'echad Katan. One is larger and one is smaller. I have two apples, right? It doesn't make a difference which apple I'm going to eat. They're both complete, two full apples. So it's not a question of that it's shiva, min shiva or not min shiva. It's not chaviv. I have two apples. One is smaller, one is bigger. But it doesn't matter. I don't need the big apple. I'll be just as fine with the smaller apple. They're both complete. They're not cut up or something like that. So if one apple is cut in half and the other apple's not cut in half, so you take shalem. You have to take the one that is complete. Halacha lemaisa, right? We have to want to keep that in mind. Take the one that is complete. But over here, it's a question of larger and smaller. Just a larger apple. That's all. So do I have to take the larger apple or could I eat the smaller apple? In other words, if I'm only going to eat the smaller apple, it's like this. If I'm going to only eat the smaller apple anyways, and I don't want to just stuff myself with a larger apple, it's a very big apple. So I don't bedafka have to take the big apple and stuff myself because I don't want the whole thing. It's going to go in the garbage. It's going to get ruined. It's baltashkes, whatever. I don't want to finish it off, right? So I'll take you don't bedafka have to take the big apple. So you take the small apple and that'll be good enough for you. That's it. But now it doesn't make a difference. One is a little larger, one is a little smaller. The larger one would be more geschmack will be good for not chaviv. There's not one of them is better for me. One I desire more, one not. But the larger one would be fine. The smaller one would also be fine. So is there some sort of tzad al pi halacha that I should take the larger one over the smaller one. For oifin sheyish neim shleimim, they're both the same, they're both complete, and they both have exact same status in my eyes, for example, right? The Echad Gadol says the Dirish will get an hour simin reish yud aleph ois number 8. Oifin sheyish neim shleimim, the Echad Gadol, the Echad Cotton, Kosav Adasa. Tari says sheberich al ha Gadol mi bineim. Make the bracha on the larger one. Same thing, a person has two oranges, right? They have a larger orange, a smaller orange, and it doesn't make a difference to me either way. They're both shleimim, both complete. Take the larger one. Excuse me. So we always make the bracha on the larger one. That's where he brings this down from the Shulchan Aruch over there again in Kuf Samaches, which is talking about bread, which is what I don't want to get into that right now. The Indian pas, how that works. That's a little bit of a different, because it's different types of breads. We'll talk about that when we get to it. But right now I have the two fruits. V'chein Hari, so he brings also from Rav Eliashiv from the Sefer V'zeis HaBracha, page 126. Shebechol min Michael Shaykh Milas Shalem. He brings a different thing, actually, that when we say shalom, okay, so fine, so that's number one. I don't want to break up the two things. He puts it into one paragraph, but there's two different things. So if you have larger, smaller, sheyivarech ala gadol mi b'neim, take the larger one, but he brings from Rav Eliashiv a different interesting thing, sefer v'zayi sabracha, shebechol min maichol shayich mailas shalom, that any type of food, there's a mila of shalom, that it has to be complete. If you have complete and not complete, always make the bracha on the complete one. And he says, even if it wasn't made, even if it wasn't created like that, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't make it like that, like a good, an orange, good, that grew on a tree. I understand fruits grew on a tree, apple grew on a tree. Elanas al day pulas adam, a person made it himself. So he brings down, for example, like cutlets. He brings these type of things, cutlets or chopped meat, patties, these type of things. When you have a complete one, take the complete one. Okay, well, even though it's not a fruit per se, we'll talk about this a little bit more upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha kol tov.